On News Talk 580 CFRA, we got some numbers for you. We got the temperature, and we've taken the temperature of the economy as well. It is still chilly out there on your Tuesday morning. Minus 11 is where we sit right now. It is going to be a much different story at this time tomorrow. Today, our high is minus 3. Tomorrow, 5 degrees in the sunshine. As we inch closer to sugarbush season, apparently, they are almost ready to tap and get things open and going. For sure, the first weekend in March for most of them. So we're getting there. It hasn't been that tough a winter, but all of a sudden we're in cold the last couple of days and we're reminded of what winter can be. But maybe these numbers warm you up a little bit. Canada's Consumer Price Index, the increase there slowing to 2.9% year over year in January. Stats Canada reporting this morning. Now, in December, it was a 3.4% gain. So this is a little closer, right, to where everyone would like things to be, back down closer to that 2% target. And what does that mean in terms of what the Bank of Canada is looking for going forward and will potentially do? Moshe Lander is on the line, economist and senior lecturer in economics at Concordia University. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Hello. So let's make as much as we can of these numbers. Is this a little bit of good news here, or how do you interpret?
Yeah, I think it's great news. The Bank of Canada's mandate is to keep inflation between 1% and 3%. So any number between 1% and 3% is a sign of success. Forecasters were calling for about 3.2%. So the fact that it came in a little bit lower than forecast is also a good sign. That's certainly cause for optimism. And I think that the Bank of Canada will see it as that too.
2.9, we did it. Job done. It's under 3. why is it slightly better? Do you know?
Well, I think the gasoline prices fell more than was being forecast. And so that's the big drag on the number that makes it come in even lower than what was expected. Food prices aren't growing as quickly before people get too excited. That doesn't mean that food prices are falling or that they're going to fall anytime in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
But it just means that last year you and I would have been talking about 10% plus increases in food prices. And now they're only growing at about 3.5%. So that's a major, major success. And given that food and transportation costs are a major part of anybody's budget, that's the drag. Of course, housing is the exception. But even if you strip that out, things look pretty, pretty good.
Mm, yeah. So instead of a full extra gold bar for your bunch of grapes, now it's just a third of a gold bar that you're going to have to pay at the grocery store as prices remain extremely high there, obviously, but not going up quite as fast. So that's good. The gas thing is huge for people out there. I'm just talking to Siobhan Morris, our CTV reporter on Queen's Park, and looking at a whole bunch of stuff that the premier is trying to get done. A lot of it is making it easier and a little bit, you know, cheaper or less expensive for people driving, because I think drivers have felt like there's been so much coming at them, certainly here in Ottawa, when you're filling up the tank and then you're getting a ticket from a speeding camera or radar or red light camera, all of it out there. So that's an interesting component for sure, the gas. And then if we see this down at 2.9 and the Bank of Canada is watching it and it sees it get into that range, what does that potentially mean for the bank's decision making when it comes to interest rates going forward?
And that's the thing that everybody wants to know. So interest rates are not coming down anytime soon, unfortunately. I've been saying to you since last year that I don't see it happening till the second half of this year. I'm going to stand by that. They've got 3 meetings left between now and Canada Day. One of those meetings is next week. I don't think that this is enough good news for them to start cutting rates. They're going to want to see that that number is not just a blip. We have been below 3% before in the last 6 months, and then it jumped back up again. So if this is just some randomness, that's not enough to base monetary policy on. But if it's a sign of a trend that it's going to continue to stay in that 1% to 3% range, then they can start to talk about that. But that at least means that the earliest would be, say, their April meeting. I still think that's too early to see a trend. So now we're talking about a June meeting or kicking it into the second half of the year. Beyond the fact that they want to see that it stays at 1% to 3%, they want to see that wage inflation isn't rising quickly. If wages are rising 5% to 6% per year like they have been, that itself will eventually become inflationary. And so the last thing that they want to do is start cutting interest rates and then have to reverse course and raise them again. They don't have to face voters. They don't have to deal with elections. But they don't need angry Canadians saying, what are you doing with this thing yo-yoing around? Understand that if you're going to cut it, you are cutting it. And the only time that you would go back is when the economy starts to overheat again, maybe in a couple of years' time.
All right. So most likely then they stand pat, the bank stands pat next week and again in April. And you think June, you're giving us a possibility in June, but you're not quite going to guarantee it?
Yeah, I'm holding out till Canada Day. That's about as good a guarantee as a senator's win. So, however,
hey, they won last night.
I know. That's why I brought it up. But however likely those are in the future as well, that's about as likely as an interest rate cut is. So, I think you can safely wait till the second half of the year, and we'll see maybe one or two cuts second half of this year.
Okay, so we're looking at maybe 4.5 by early next year kind of thing.
Yeah, when they cut rates, they're going to be very measured in the way they do it. So the way that interest rates went up was very aggressive and big jumps really quickly. Coming down, it's going to be 25 basis points at a time and probably maybe every alternate meeting, because what they want to make sure is that when they cut rates, we don't lose our collective minds and start spending like crazy again. Spending is fine, but it has to be within control and within our budgets. And we can't go back to this over-indebtedness because it makes a problem if they do have to increase interest rates that we can't afford all of the interest on the debt that we piled up.
All right. Beyond that, generally in terms of outlook for 2024, can we safely say that we have avoided that slip into a recession, that that's not something that we need to be concerned about now?
I think so. I'm going to take a big victory lap on that one, because last year when everybody was saying recession, I kept saying, I don't think we're going to have a recession. I don't think that the economy is weak enough for a recession. We're pretty resilient. And so I think the worst is past. We had a jobs gain, even though they were mostly part-time jobs in the last report. The fact is that there were job gains, and it was a lot more than what was expected. Inflation's coming down. Interest rates are coming. I think that everything other than that pesky housing market is a sign that things are looking good. And I don't know that the housing market is that dangerous that it could drag everything down. I don't think that we would head for a U.S. style collapse like they had 15 years ago. So even if there's a correction coming, it's just not going to be enough to terrorize the economy.
All right. So if you get to pat yourself on the back regarding recession predictions, and if your consistent predictions that it'll be second half of this year for the rate cut, if that happens and you're also patting yourself on your back on the back there, is that going to be as good as, say, a Sabres Stanley Cup win? Is that as satisfying for you? Or?
No, I'll take a Sabres Stanley Cup win and embarrass myself saying things wrong. They lost last night, and that's a very likely outcome for the next few months too.
Yeah, it's tough times. Tough to be a hockey fan. 10:29 on Newstalk 580 CFRA. Moshe, thank you very much. Always appreciate you coming on with us.
Anytime.
Moshe Lander, economist, senior lecturer in economics at Concordia University, and poor Sabres fan as well.